Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Butcher on Sports. Simply Butcher's here, and as always, thanks for tuning in here. We just have an abbreviated version of Butcher on Sports, getting ready for the long weekend here. And then some. Give you some sports news that you can't get enough of, as my throat is getting raspy. Okay. The Detroit Tigers yesterday afternoon, won a game. Yes, against the San Francisco Giants by a score of 3-2. That ends that particular series. They have a day off today and will come back home this Friday. Oh, yeah. The weekend of Tiger baseball. I wonder how many people will show up, but they'll show. Somewhere down the line. Yes, they will. Well, today in about maybe less than 18 hours from now, it will be 6 o'clock p.m., and NBA free agency will be set and ready to go. In the meanwhile, the Pistons continue to be active, making deals with the New York Knicks. On Tuesday, they acquired big man Nerlens Noel and guard Alex Burt. A league source confirmed that with the Detroit News, and then I also got it confirmed. So, yes, it's true. The Pistons also received their own 2023 second-round pick back from the Knicks, along with the 2024 second-round pick via the Miami Heat, and cash, about $6 million, that was told. That's according to ESPN. Andrea Wojnarowski, who first reported the trade there. So there, boys and girls. Pistons are still being active, and they're going to be a lot more active when this particular 18 hours pass through there. A lot of teams are on board. Imani Bates, if you don't know this young man by now, he's one of the most hyped, most sought-after high school basketball players in recent memories. He's from Ypsilanti. He played with the Memphis Tigers his freshman year. He opted out of there. He got the heck out of town by sundown. He is now headed to a new school. And guess what new school he's headed to, boys and girls? He headed back home. He will be transferring to Eastern Michigan University. So that team has a leg up. I would love to see how the Mid-American Conference is going to be this year, when Eastern Michigan is a contender. And maybe, yeah, just maybe, in the NCAA playoffs. The Big Ten and the Atlantic Coast Conference announced Tuesday that they matched up for 2023 ACC Big Ten Softball Challenge. The sixth annual event will be taking place on February 16th through the 19th, 2023. It has been expanded and include games between the two leagues at the Tax Act Clearwater Invitational. In addition to the program playing four games at each campus site, Indiana, Michigan, and defending Big Ten tournament champions, Nebraska will be representing the Big Ten at the 2023 Tax Act Clearwater Invitational in Clearwater, Florida, while Duke, Florida State, and Virginia Tech will be in the ACC contention in this particular tournament. Head-to-head results between the Big Ten and the ACC schools at this event will count towards the final ACC Big Ten Softball Challenge standings. The Detroit Lions training camp presented by Rocket Mortgage will present and will open the team headquarters and training camp facilities in Allen Park for the 16th straight year, beginning on July 30th through Wednesday, August the 10th. There'll be two practices exclusive to the loyal members and seven which will be free and accessible to all the fans. This year's camp will not feature joint practices at Allen Park. Okay, I can dig that. I love that one. Gates will open 1 hour before each listed practice time. The Detroit Lions training camp presented by Rocket Mortgage will have activities for all ages, including photos of Rory, the Detroit Lions cheerleaders, the Lions legends, and tickets and merchandise giveaways, tailgate games, as well as free face painting and balloon artists. Local Detroit area food trucks will be on site with food and non-alcoholic beverages. I'm going to repeat, non-alcoholic beverages will be available for purchase. Now, for more information on the availability and the regular updates, just go on down and type in on your computer or your phone or whatever you may be to www.detroitlions.com/training camp. There you go. That's hard. Speaking of the Detroit Lions, the Hard Knocks training camp with the Detroit Lions, HBO Sports, and NFL Films are partnering with the Detroit Lions for an unfiltered, all-access look on what takes place to make a National Football League team get this stuff together with the show called Hard Knocks. Training camp with the Detroit Lions, 5-episode season will debut on Tuesday, August the 9th, that's from 10 to 11 p.m., with additional hour-long episodes debuting sequentially on Tuesdays at the same time, going all the way up to September the 6th with the season finale, the first sports-based reality series, and one of the most fastest turnaround programs on TV, will debut on HBO, and is also going to be available to stream on HBO Max. Okay. Rita Chatterton, the WWE's first female referee, accused Vince McMahon in 1992 of raping her. The ex-pro wrestler said to a New York Magazine story that Chatterton allegedly was her allegation was true. McMahon recently stepped down as the CEO role and admitted in an inquiry in a separate misconduct claim, which we talked about maybe about 2 weeks ago, that they want to know why Vince McMahon went in the kitty and pulled out $3 million for somebody. And now you know. The former wrestler said an allegation was made by WWE's first referee first female referee, accused Vince McMahon, the organization's former CEO, of raping her in 1986, which apparently was true. I don't understand that. I really don't. AEW was in Detroit tonight, and they gave a hair-raising experience of some pretty good wrestling for that 2 hours. The featured wrestling match with the blood and gut match there, which lasted primarily about 58 minutes. And it was good. And they just showed the ring with the double ring set up and a cage around it. It was a pretty good battle indeed. And hey, Cesaro, I did not know, went over to the AEW with a new name that I cannot remember. Oh my. Don't fault me, boys and girls. I can't remember it. A lot of things to do this particular weekend. Oh, let me see. I'm seeing if I forgot anything. No, I have not. No, I have not indeed there. This weekend, a lot of things. Detroit Tigers will be in town. All kind of various fireworks activities and stuff. Taco festivals and the whole nine yards around there. I beg and plead to everyone, please be safe. If you don't think you're safe when you get on out there, go to the one of the nearest urgent cares or somewhere. Or maybe use your home check to make sure you don't have COVID, that you're clean and neat. Take a mask with you. Always be safe than sorry. Be safe around crowds or whatever it may be. Everybody's coming out, including yours truly. But yours truly is going to be safe, and hopefully you are too. Do the smart thing. Always be prepared there. And with that, we're going to close up with Butch on Sport. But John Sports will not be on this Sunday, okay? He will not be on this Sunday because, guess what? It's a holiday weekend. And also the Game Sports Show, okay, that's normally going to be on Mondays. That will not be on the air, so we'll have a nice, long, good old-fashioned weekend where we can get with family and friends and have a good time. And again, I will request everyone, please be safe. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. Or go to the homepage of Butch on Sports, which is Podomatic.com. You can type in SimplyButchTOO.Podomatic.com. And also go to the GameSportsShow.Podbean.com and get your whiff of many of the shows that are on that particular escalation of great shows, including the Game Sports Show, and yes, Butch on Sports as well there. Again, we won't be on this Sunday. The Game Sports Show will not be on this Monday on News Talk 1400. We're all going to take a well-deserved rest. Myself, Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and all the crew, and also Dave Watson, who apparently was on the show this past week. We had a very good time and conversation with. Well, we bid you all, you fans, please be safe. Have a very great, great holiday weekend there. Hey, and I'm out of here, okay? Again, be safe, and bye-bye for now.